This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Think about a city with 500,000 people. Now, double that population overnight. That happens every August in Edinburgh, Scotland, when a dozen different festivals come to town. The city earns more than $400 million from the dozen or so festivals, but it's the Fringe Festival that's probably the most well-known. Bill Lance adds up its economic footprint for us.
Spectators stand shoulder to shoulder along the Royal Mile as it snakes its way down from Edinburgh Castle to Holyrood Palace. Street performers from all corners of the world vie for just a bit of your attention.
It's 3,000 different shows, all of which run pretty much every day for 25 days. If you went to see every show, it would take you 3 months.
And that's assuming you don't take time to eat or sleep. According to Neil McKinnon, the Fringe Society's head of external affairs, it just keeps growing.
This year, we are 10% bigger than we were last year.
Edinburgh is packed in August. Buses take twice as long, temporary help-wanted signs hang in store windows, and once comfortable pubs don't even have room to stand. T-shirt screen printer Norm Richardson tells me he's been buried with orders.
August is a nightmare, to be honest. As early as you can get in to as late as you can be bothered working. Days and days and days stretching into the future, like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where there's just boxes going off into infinity.
The festival supplies 15 to 20% of his yearly volume. Cat Brogan of Mercat Tours says it's hard to keep a tour group's attention with so many other things going on.
We get clever, so we nip down these streets and closes and alleyways to make sure that the guides can be seen and heard.
Some hotels have been completely booked since January.
And their prices go up exponentially as well.
Neil McKinnon from the Fringe Society says accommodations are hard to come by, but the people who live here have found a way to cash in on the problem.
There is a long tradition of thousands of Edinburgh residents vacating the city for the month of August. They rent out their flats, which are occupied for the month.
Some apartments require tenants to move out for the month of August. Fringe University's Andrew Jones says some students he helps place are charged 3 months' rent for their one-month stay.
Edinburgh in August brings out the Adam Smith and everyone.
He means Adam Smith, the father of capitalism, who might be proud of his hometown today, but one group that's left out of the windfall? The artists who perform. Jones recalls a conversation he had with a theater company at the festival.
We've got a budget of $120,000, and we plan to make about $20,000 back in the box office.
While businesses profit from the festival, Neil McKinnon says theater companies generally don't.
Most companies will either break even or not make a profit. They are here because it is an investment in their career.
A long-term investment that might never pay off. Screen printer Norm Richardson is skeptical about the likelihood of being discovered.
It's just a bit harder now to get people to kind of notice you because everyone's fire-eating and juggling on a unicycle. So how do you choose which unicycling fire-eater to go and see when there's so many?
Undaunted, the festival continues to grow as each year more artists come to chase their dreams here in the Scottish capital. In Edinburgh, I'm Bill Lance for Marketplace.